Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Welcome to a new edition of L'Invité de Clark. I'm your host, Clark 80. My guest today is Roseanne Regan Fuller. Roseanne lives in a beautiful home off of Narragansett Bay in the state of Rhode Island in the United States. I'm with her in her home today to talk about her love of France and Brittany, her extensive musical career, and to trace back through what has been a most interesting life both in the United States and overseas. Stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Bienvenue dans une nouvelle édition de l'invité de Clark avec votre hôte Clark 80. Aujourd'hui, l'invité de Clark est Roseanne Regan Fuller. Roseanne vit dans une belle maison au large de la baie de Narragansett, dans l'état de Rhode Island, aux États-Unis. Clark est chez elle aujourd'hui pour parler de son amour de la France et de la Bretagne, de sa longue carrière musicale et de sa vie aux États-Unis, mais aussi à l'étranger. Restez à l'écoute de la diffusion d'aujourd'hui.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Hello, and I'm with our amazing guest, Roseanne Regan Fuller, just across the Atlantic from our home in Concarneau. Hello, Roseanne. Beautiful place you have here.
Hello, Clark. And bienvenue à Rhode Island.
Well, look at that. That's fantastic. And I'll tell you what, if you get a chance to come over here, it might be the smallest state in the United States, but certainly one of the most beautiful and most interesting. In fact, I think, Roseanne, the motto of the state is the Ocean State?
It is the Ocean State.
And for us Bretons, that's magic. And well, I've been fortunate enough to see some of the beautiful places here. We were in Newport, which is the home of the America's Cup, and some beautiful ships, and we're a little bit off season now, but I can imagine what it's like here in the summertime. It must be pretty busy.
It's busy, so I think you picked a good time to come because you can still see all the beauty without many tourists.
There's a lot of it. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Brittany in a lot of ways.
It's so similar. The rocky coast is... I don't know if you got a chance to get out and see much of the coastline, but we have rocky coasts just like Brittany. In fact, when we went to Brittany, how many years? Ten years ago.
You told me it was a while ago, but still, ten years maybe.
I was struck by the similarities in the shoreline, the coastline, the beautiful water everywhere.
Yeah, and it has that maritime feel that we get so often in our beautiful home region. But that, I tell you what, this, what begs the question for me is how come I came up your front steps and I saw the Breton flag fluttering beautifully on top of a flagpole? Now, I know I was coming to visit, but at the same time, tell me how you got that and what's going on?
Well, to be honest, my husband collects flags. So, depending on who is visiting, we fly the appropriate flag. But we did go right out and acquire a Brittany flag when we got back from our trip.
Ah, I see.
So, it doesn't get a lot of use, but we're glad to be able to fly it for our visitors.
It certainly looks great, I must say. I was almost ready to come in and see if you serve crepes. But that's
Well, the neighbors don't really know what it is. They walk by and look up and wonder. But
the American flag in black and white.
Right.
Here. I know what you
right,
mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's super. Well, anyway, Roseanne, tell me a little bit more about you. Where do you come from? You're not from Rhode Island, I suppose.
I'm not from Rhode Island. I'm from Ohio and Indiana and what we call the Midwest, and came to Rhode Island when I got married, and it was so beautiful we just decided to stay. So we've been here for 44 some years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. And yeah.
Your husband's from New York, right?
Long He's Island. From New York, very similar. He is the one with all the maritime experience, and he's the one that brought us here, but we certainly fell in love with it and have been here ever since.
Well, it's a beautiful setting here because it is on the finger of the Atlantic, and it's quiet. It's Narragansett Bay, I believe I should say it correctly, and famous for a lot of the things we are, oysters and seafood and shipping and everything like that, yeah. So, like a true Breton, as you told me earlier, you met your husband on a ship. Is that right? Tell me about that.
That is right. He worked on a very old sailing schooner from the 1800s. It was built in 1868.
Like a wooden ship?
A wooden ship that used to carry cargo, but it was adapted to take passengers. So he worked on that ship, and I went for a summer
a summer job,
and met Larry. Mm-hmm.
44 years later.
44 years. But
I've had the pleasure of meeting Larry. He's a really handy guy and an interesting fellow in his own right. I think he told me he started as a carpenter, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's how he ended up working on the ship because he wanted to work on boats and do boat carpentry, so that got him a job as a deckhand, and the rest is history.
Well, I did have a few moments with Larry, and he told me that he'd spent 22 years in nuclear medicine, so a very varied past there.
Yes, an abrupt change.
Very professional. Yes. Yeah. So, the other thing I wanted to ask you about more, because I haven't had the pleasure of hearing you, but you're quite an accomplished cellist. And I wondered, in Rhode Island, what opportunities you might have to practice your art.
I teach private students. Mm-hmm. And I have, right now, not very many, but I'm close to retiring from that. So I have about 8 students. And I have opportunities to play in chamber music groups, and I play in the university orchestra, and there's community orchestras. So I'm not a professional. I do not get paid for most of these things, but there's plenty of chance to play with really good players, and that's what I like. I like being in a group that is dedicated to playing symphonic music, and it's the best thing you can do.
Well, what a skill to be able to do that, and the enjoyment you must get out of it. I know that the cello is really one of my favorite instruments. I only tried to play one or two instruments, and the cello was one of them, and I can appreciate its difficulty. But what a wonderful sound.
Well, like I tell my students, it's never too late. I have a student who started when he was 83.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So, well, I know that, too, that you... Maybe this is an extension of what you did for your career, because you were in teaching, and as I understand it, was in music.
Yes, I have much younger students.
Yeah, well,
from age 6 to about 15, the younger kids. But, you know, we had school orchestras and school choruses, and I always told people it was a fun job. You know, I teach middle school. What did I used to say? Oh, by choice. Yes, I teach middle school kids by choice.
Well, that's great.
It's a great job. Yeah.
I'm going to remind our listeners that I'm with Roseanne Regan Fuller here in her home in beautiful Rhode Island in the United States. And we're catching up with her fascinating careers in music and in the arts in general and teaching. And I just wondered how you decided on the teaching path after working on the ship like you did.
Well, actually, I was a teacher and just took a summer off to work on the ship.
Mm.
But
was it music teaching? Or?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I was, okay.
Oh, yeah.
There,
I did that right out of college.
Yeah. So that would include vocal.
Yes. I kind of divide my time between choral singing and, you know, playing in an orchestra. I guess I can't decide, so I do them both.
That's a nice variety to be able to do that, yeah. As a teacher, though, I wondered if you see any big opportunities these days. Have things changed, or do you see a lot of problems in pursuing the arts? There seem to always be people very eager to cut budgets, and the arts are usually on the chopping block, which is, I think, a horrible thing. But how's that going over here, in at least your experience?
I think it depends on where you live, what type of community you live in. We're very lucky here in Rhode Island to have a lot of support for arts in the schools and music and, you know, art classes in particular.
Yeah.
But you can go to another state where it's, you know, the first thing to be on the chopping block.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're very lucky.
Yeah, it's very artistic here. You can tell just by the way the villagers are set up and by the concert season that we've seen here. This is holiday time for us. We're making this broadcast. So, very impressive and a beautiful, beautiful spot. Well, the other thing I want to ask you about, because you wrote it down for me that you've done some work, and I would call it charity work, but it also involves music, very much so. And that is, you spent some summers in Vietnam teaching young people about music, and particularly the cello. Is that correct?
That is correct. A friend of mine, the mother of one of my cello students, started a nonprofit that supports teaching of art and music to kids in Vietnam, kids who do not have opportunities, because the system in the school in Vietnam is set up differently. They do not teach we do. They don't have orchestras or instruments or choral music in Vietnamese schools. So when my friend went over there and her kids were playing the violin and the cello, you know, in Vietnam, people said, whoa, what is that? We want to learn that. So she started this nonprofit, and we support teachers there, pay their salaries to teach kids. Poor kids. But in the summertime, the volunteers from the U.S., some of us are teachers. We used to take a lot of high school kids with us to give them the experience of working with, you know, poor kids in Vietnam. And so we had a lot of fun in the summers having the kids play together in an orchestra and, you know, celebrating the fact that they were learning these instruments. So we support that year round and just go in the summertime to.
Can you tell our listeners the name of the organization that you're doing this with?
I'd be happy to. It is called the Rock, Paper, Scissors Children's Fund. .org.
Okay, .org.
.org. Another thing that we do is when my friend found out that girls many times have to drop out of school because they don't have transportation and they end up walking very, very long distances and their families want them home to take care of younger siblings or to work in the fields or something. So my friend decided, well, if we give them bicycles, they can get to school.
Good idea.
And then they can still get home in time to help their families. So I think so far we have given over 4,000 bicycles.
Oh my goodness.
Pink bicycles. To girls in Vietnam.
What a great idea.
That's so the boys don't steal them and ride away on them.
Makes so much sense when you think about how the bicycles like that.
Yes.
Is there any organization like that in Europe, do you know? Is it the sister organization or anything that we might be able to hook into over here?
Oh, there's a group called Green Dragon. Anyway, it supports girls and keeps them out of, you know.
Yeah. Well, it gives them opportunities.
Being trafficked. And, I mean, there is a real danger of that in Vietnam.
That's amazing.
So, that's another thing that we do. We help them.
Can you recount any particular memorable moment with that organization while you were there, one of your trips?
Oh, very many. One time we took a truckload of pink bicycles and drove out to the country, and you wouldn't believe, you know, the roads that we had to go over, rutted from rainstorms and, you know, barely passable in our truck full of bicycles. But, you know, you get up to the village and the girls are, you know, they know we're coming.
Oh.
And they're all dressed up in their school uniforms, which is the only nice clothes they have. And they're all lined up, you know, sitting there
Yeah, because you're not in the big cities, are you? You're out in the country. That's really something.
Yeah, it's really.
That's fascinating. Yeah. Well, keep up that great work.
It's a beautiful country. I recommend going there if you ever get a chance.
There's some great connections with France, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, Roseanne, I think we're going to run out of time here pretty quick. So I'd like to just maybe finish by asking if there's anything you want people to know about you in particular, anything you want to be remembered for, or kind of a general question, but I like to have people's opinion, especially people who have such a varied background as you.
Well, I can tell you this. All my life, for some reason, I have wanted to go to France.
Oh.
And when I was in school, I studied French, and it was my dream to be able to go to France someday. So, I had to wait till I was an adult, but I learned my French in school and in college, and I believe it was the first time I went. Oh, I took a sabbatical from my teaching job and arranged to go to Switzerland, to Geneva, and study some music, and my family came, and we lived there for 6 months.
Oh,
and my dream came true because we lived in France over the border, and I went to Geneva.
What
every
a great
day.
Thing
it
to
was,
do!
It was a dream, and we made it happen. So,
well, congratulations, félicitations.
Merci.
Je sais tout pas français très bien. Ça c'est sûr. Okay. Well, thanks so much for giving us your time and your hospitality here, and it's been a very enjoyable interview to get to know you better, and I'm sure our audience will appreciate that too. So. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Clark.
That's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark Ady. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, Roseanne Regan Fuller, today. Listen to L'Invité de Clark whenever and wherever you are on Radio Harmony's website. Just visit www.radio-harmony.com. where you can find all of the interviews under the podcast tab. Join me next week when my guest will be Rudy Verlan from a recent interview in Sanremo, Italy. Thank you for listening, and remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
C'est tout pour cette édition de L'Invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Ady. Merci pour votre écoute. L'Invité de Clark, une émission à écouter à tout moment sur le site de Radio Harmonie sur www.radio-harmonie.com où vous pourrez retrouver toutes nos interviews dans l'onglet Podcast. Rejoignez Clark la semaine prochaine lorsque son invité sera Rudy Verlan lors d'une récente interview à Sanremo en Italie. Merci d'avoir écouté et rappelez-vous, tout est toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'Invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.